Calvary's cross makes a strange altar. But that is its role on that Friday afternoon so long ago. We might not initially think of that being the case, but Jesus uses the Roman tool of torturous death to be the instrument that makes everlasting life possible. That's the outcome of his sacrifice for humanity on that hill called Golgotha. Jesus' crucifixion turns that location from the place of the skull, a place of death, to the source of salvation. Jesus' actions on Calvary's hilltop are described in terms of high priestly activities. Recall how the epistle writer speaks of Jesus. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, Jesus is the great high priest that we need to make intercession for us. And that intercession is done now, as Jesus has passed through the heavens in his ascension. But his intercession didn't start then. Rather, his intercession and other high priestly work done for us began much earlier. It was conducted in his suffering and death. That is also what the epistle writer emphasizes. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. The prayers and supplications mentioned by the epistle writer includes those which Jesus made in the upper room on Holy Thursday, as well as the petitions that Jesus made in Gethsemane later that night. But they especially include the interaction that Jesus has with God the Father in the time of his torture and death. Jesus endures the pains of the cross for the purpose of bringing salvation to mankind. Going through those agonies, Jesus even asks pardon for those who were crucifying him. And when he completes his sacrificial work, Jesus requests that the Father receive his soul. As John, the gospel writer, tells us, knowing that all was now finished, Jesus could even make that declaration an amen of sorts when he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. What was happening on that crossbeam perched on Calvary's hilltop? It was the completion of a great promise. In fact, the great promise made by the Lord. He had sworn to send a Redeemer to atone for mankind's sin and guilt, to deliver them from sin and damnation. And that Savior would make intercession both through word and deed for the people. This is how Jesus serves as the great high priest and allows us to access the Lord's favor, as the epistle writer encourages us to do. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Such bold encouragement can be issued to us because of what was foretold about Jesus and what was fulfilled by him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And this was done to enact the gracious divine will for mankind. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. And he shall bear their iniquities. This is the reason why we can with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For what had been laid out by the Lord has been finished. It was done through an act of selfless love by Jesus, that although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And the result of this is our redemption. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. His intercession was made through his prayers and sacrifice on Calvary's cross. And it continues to be made for us in heaven above. So as we have gathered to hold the passion and death of Christ in devout remembrance, the actions that our great high priest Jesus performed for us, we can have confidence in the deliverance from sin and death and Satan that he has achieved for us. We can receive pardon and the gift of comfort, increasing in faith and taking hold of eternal salvation. And we can also add our petitions to the intercessions that Jesus offers, as we will do in the great prayer that we will offer for the church and the world. We can rightly acknowledge that the cross is where the salvation of the world was present and revealed. so that all who hear and believe in Jesus and his work can access it. It is true, Calvary's cross does make a strange altar, but there is none better. For it is the place where the grace and favor of the Lord were located. It's the place where the atonement for our sin and guilt was made. It's the place where the great high priest offered prayers and supplications for us, both in word and in deed. For he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. This is what the events of Good Friday reveal. And since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. And that confession is what we will carry into the world as we declare our faith in the acts done by Jesus. We adore you, O Lord. And we praise and glorify your holy resurrection. For behold, by the wood of your cross, joy has come into all the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.